Welcome to KHAM Radio, the show that challenges what you think you know. The world, if you believe media and governments, is filled with terrorists and pandemics, but there's a better world out there, and it's called reality. Hi, I'm Kay, and you're listening to this show thanks to AB at fakeologist.com. The benefit of being a fakeologist is we don't have to worry about terrorists or pandemics, as these are just scare campaigns. Let's talk about it. The TeamSpeak program that you will need to download to chat with me can be found at audiochat.fakeologist.com. I'm on a journey to figure this all out. I thought that my journey to find the truth was about facts and data. Turns out it's about working with other people. Information and collaboration is a very powerful tool, and people are the key. This is KHAM Radio, episode 21. It's Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. Hi. Hey, I'm here. And this is episode 21, pre-recorded with me and V. Here with V. Hi, V.
Hey, how's it going, Kay?
Good. Once in a while, we have coffee together, don't we?
Yippee. Yes, we do.
We do. So, what's going on in the news?
Once in a while. It's like every day, Kay.
Every day. They can't stop. Like the presidential address, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We listened to that, well, with Rollo. And then Typo came on later. And boy, what... That was crazy. I was so disappointed in my president that he mentioned every damn PSYOP we ever talked about.
Well, it was enlightening, I think, that it told us that that's what the whole thing was. Like, you know, looking at these presidential speeches through different eyes now, you can definitely see the plan is.
Oh, right? What do we count? At least 10 different PSYOPs. About 10.
And look at, we're reliving the PSYOPs in the news today. Look at this. It says, Newtown is to demolish the Lanza home. Like, who cares? Right? But
why?
It's just to, it's them bringing back the PSYOP of Sandy Hook. Got to get their...
Right?
Bring that
Sandy
back.
Hook, never forget. I don't know, right? Remember children bloody and dead. Never forget.
It must seem really scary for us to laugh at that in front of people that have no clue.
Oh, my goodness.
How we
goodness,
joke
right?
and laugh like... and someone who has no idea that we just...
Yeah.
Oh, look at O.J. Simpson trial. Where are they now? Bring another PSYOP out of the forefront.
Oh, that's so funny. Ab was just... He's got a link today on fakeologist.com. He did it about the O.J. trial. I got to go home every time I go to Fakeologist because sometimes I'll be like on an old post and I'll be like, there's no new post because I haven't like reloaded or something. There's tons. So Media Power, OJ PSYOP hoax. Oh my God. Did you see the video? It's the OJ Simpson murder trial hoax. Ab posted. It's the second post down today.
Today? No, I haven't seen any of the posts today.
2015.
I just got off my hamster wheel. I'm just stopping for the day.
So it's pretty crazy. It's totally this Goldman dude. Looks like a total actor. Once you see it now and the bad acting. Oh, let's see if we can play it.
It's really bad.
The story of O.J. Simpson goes to the heart of the racial divide in America.
The racial divide.
See, that wasn't what it was at all. But see how they
promoted
it.
Well, that was their
goal.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being about
divide.
Race. You?
Yeah, it was when the trial took place. I remember I was at work and all of the people that were of a non-white descent, they were so happy and they felt that he was vindicated. And all the white people were really upset. So it did cause this racial divide. How do
really?
They do that? So I'll see something
Look
different.
Look at that. God. It's so sad. You know, all the hate these designers of these hoaxes promote. It's so sad. I don't get it.
wonder if we actually went to some primitive tribes to see what people are really like after not being affected by psyops.
Maybe kind and
like
gentle.
Go to Papua New Guinea and see all those people and just look how happy they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
living up on a mountain.
Happy.
Living up on a mountain without to mess with your world. Mind you, who knows? Maybe the chiefs of the tribe are manipulators for the rest, right?
Well, it kind of reminds me, I'm going to go back to Epic of Gilgamesh, because in the story, where Anna Pushtin is the Noah character, right? And where the god tells him, Anna Pushtin, build a boat. And Anna Pushtin says, how shall I build it? The people are against me. And then the god tells him, lie to them. Tell them you'll build them a big feast.
Yeah.
So in the story, he tells the people, you'll have a grand feast if you build me a boat. And so they build the boat. He locks himself in, and a flood comes right then and there and washes the whole damn village away. So that's the original Noah.
Mm.
So I kind of feel like the design.
It's one of those stories where they just change the names, like the Harlequin romances.
It's, right.
The story stays the same. They just change the names. Okay, I'm going to tell you this story, and you tell me if you think it's real. It came out 9:32 a.m. January 21st, 2015, the Associated Press. Woman gives birth on plane en route to New York City. I'm going to read the first paragraph, and you tell me if you think it's real. Airport officials say a 33-year-old woman gave birth to a baby girl on a flight bound to New York from Jordan. You're supposed to guess, Kay.
33. It's not real. It's a code. Did I get it right?
2, 6, 9, 10. 6 pounds, 5 ounces. Oh, I'd say that's 11.
6 plus 5 is 11. It's a hoax.
There's 2 tens in it, though, which is interesting. Flight 2, J261 is a 10. 730 is a 10. And 5, 10. I don't know. I'm betting it's not real.
Yeah, it's hard to say on those weird ones. Like for me, what's the feeling you get? I go by like what? Just read it and then just my raw emotion. What is it? Like take the temperature, go. Like as soon as I read the story, I take my emotional temperature.
It's funny that and then when you see those numbers, it just turns you off of the story.
Right. So what's your emotional temperature after reading it? How'd you feel? Besides, it doesn't matter. How'd you feel? I mean, if you just analyzed your emotion.
I think it's more curious. Like, why would they put that out there? What's the value of this? Right. That one's a neutral story because I could care less.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, good. So neutral. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. So I think we can reverse engineer some of the purposes of these hoax. If we get enough people and we say, how'd you feel about that? That's how they want you to feel. But you got to get enough people to kind of say, give their feeling, right?
Okay.
Because if only one or two won't be representative.
Yeah.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Oh, this one was written tomorrow at 7 a.m. Is it tomorrow somewhere at 7 a.m.? This one came out Thursday, January 22nd, 2015, 7 a.m. So, it's in the UK. Is it 7 a.m. there right now? It's only 9:42:10. I guess it is. It just came out. It says, hand in hand with his wife, primary school teacher, 33, accused of kissing a 15-year-old girl in his classroom cupboard and meeting another for sex in his car. I'm guessing the 33-year-old and the 6, that's a 15, which is a 6, probably not true either.
Oh, wait. Okay. Said you were neutral on that story, right? Let's consider this.
Okay, this one kind of makes me mad because I don't think that's really how we are, is it? Well, I'll take that back. I know that there are some creepy people, but who knows? Maybe this is making creepy people more creepy. I don't know.
Ah, like suggestions, like subliminal suggestions.
But you know,
it's neutral.
if there are all those really creepy people in the world, why don't they use real stories? Why is he conveniently 33 all the time?
Right. Maybe he's like 31, but they make it a 33.
Or maybe it's too much work to get the real news. Maybe they want it the way they want it. So, you know,
Does it give a name of a lady?
It takes too much time to report the real news.
Can we find the name of the lady?
The lady?
Yeah. Like the one who gave birth on the plane?
Oh, the one who gave birth on the plane?
Yeah.
No, see, she has more rights than the people with the Ebola virus that they give out their names. Or the HIPAA laws don't count, right?
Oh, well, if you can't identify her, then I'm...
Her name is...
Well, maybe that's when it is real, if you can't identify him.
No, how lucky that she has all these occultic numbers. See, mother and baby, they don't even give a name, but yet they'll give you an Ebola virus survivor. That, you know, where the HIPAA laws don't count.
Right. Let me go back. They don't tell you the name. I think that's when it's maybe real. Then it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if it's you're really in a court of law with the cameras, it's fake. Mm-hmm. Just like if they're really telling you the name, it's fake.
Yeah, because it's against the law to film, right? Yeah.
Right. Right, and it's against the law to give conferences for illnesses and things. Did you ever hear my story about the casino shooting I was in?
Did you actually hear that shooting? Yeah, I remember you mentioning it. I don't remember the details.
Oh, yeah, shit. Saw 5 people get shot. The worst were the 2 females. They were face down on the floor, out. I didn't know if they were dead or anything. We had to walk past them. They had a big, giant pool of blood, like 5 feet wide on each of them.
Okay, here's another one.
Blank almost.
Moving on to San Francisco. It was submitted just 1:30 p.m. today, Wednesday, January 21st. It says, man, 33, shot to death in San Francisco's Visitacion. Is that how they say it? Visitacion Valley. And then... He was fatally shot in San Francisco's Visitation Valley neighborhood Tuesday night, authorities said. Officer responded shortly before 9 to a shots alert at Sunnydale Avenue and Sawyer Street, police said. The victim, a 33-year-old man whose name has not been released, was shot multiple times as he tried to drive away from a gunman. And died at San Francisco General Hospital. If he died, why are they withholding the name? Well, I guess for family members. But it's like, I don't know.
It's a weird story, though, which is like some guy's running and some guy's shooting. There's got to be more to it than that. They don't actually say what they learned. You can never, like, put it to rest in your brain.
And did somebody witness that? Like, he's running away and somebody's shooting? How did that happen? He's like, dying.
Was like James Bond there or something? Something going down like that?
Oh, here's another one. 5 hours ago, Cleveland, Ohio, the place where anything and everything can happen but never does, except for in PSYOPs, is a 2-year-old was found alone in a Lakewood apartment after mother found dead of suspected heroin overdose.
Oh, damn.
A 33-year-old woman was found dead of suspected heroin overdose around 4 a.m. Wednesday morning while her daughter was found alone in another location.
What do you think? Is that true?
Around 11 a.m.?
At 33?
She had been alone for at least 7 hours?
Well, I don't know. Happens. We own apartments. There's a lot of death. You know,
I don't know, 7, 11, 33, it's just a little too many numbers.
Yeah.
Moving on, 7 hours ago, Beaumont police say a 33-year-old Adam Emmanuel Fuller has been charged with capital murder and the death of Derek Allen Phillips, 23, in a house of Central and Gladys 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Wow, look at that. So are you Google? So what are you, what's your search terms?
I'm just doing 33-year-old, and it's, I did the search tools in the past 24 hours.
So you're just seeing all the different options, what comes up. What
are police arrest a man, 33-year-old, in a child's, a 2-year-old girl's death. Oh, isn't that wild? That other one was 33 and a 2. 33 and a 2. Let's see what it says here. 2-year-old 10. 2-10. Oh, if that's not a Photoshop pic. Hey, it looks like, what's his name? Looks like a, who's our favorite guy? The guy that talks really fast. What's his name?
The fast talker?
Yeah, bald.
Is he someone we know?
Bald, yeah, he's in our little corner of the world. Abs interviewed him. Bald, black, and...
Oh, Lennon Honor.
Ah, this guy looks like his lookalike. Here, let me give you the link.
God, he's fast. He even said, people said I'm a fast talker. Like,
he can't understand what he's saying.
Shit, right? He's so excited. He's like, look, Ma, I'm on TV. Black man can do anything.
This looks totally Photoshop. Lines look too crisp. Here, just a minute.
He's got such a good message, though. I love it. I mean, I'm so, if you get part of his network, it's so much fun. He has, there's so many positive people associated with his network. You feel so happy when you're like, you know.
Yeah, I like his stuff. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's very positive. I'm very proud of all the work he's done. And, oh, he's got the most amazing cute little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Hey, look at this one. Disorderly contact. Conduct, Patriots, Colts, and I can believe that, except for where they say, not loading. A slow loading page, except for it says 1:42. That would be a 7. 1:42 a.m., a 21-year-old male from Mansfield on Main Street was taken into protective custody. Oh, moving on down.
30. What? That one this, was 32. Right?
That, 7 and a 3. And then January 17th, 12:37 is a 3 and a 10, a 10:13. Well, but it lists Peter Danko, 22, of Norton, Derek Field, 30, of Randolph, and John Leahy, 22, of Norton, were arrested and charged with disorderly contest.
No, it doesn't.
802.10. What are the tens? The odd time you see the tens, but I don't know what that is.
Could they sometimes put these stories out to drown out the actual 33 stories? Like, hey, look, 33's in the news at other times. Look. And so that's what we're seeing.
Oh.
What do you think? And so what they do is they take actual stories, but then they make sure they mislabel them as 33.
This is funny.
Because they're neutral stories.
Look at January 18th. January 18th, Patriots Colts custodies. During the New England Patriots game against Indianapolis Colts at Gillette Stadium, police placed 39, which is a 12, which is a 3, into protective custody and arrested 4. And attendance for the game was 66,100. This is funny. When you go to all the people they list... A 45-year-old male from Ravenna, New York, was placed in protective custody. Well, 45 is a 9. And the next one, bullet point, is a 27-year-old male, which is 9. A 29-year-old male, which is 11. A 21-year-old male, which is a 3. A 27-year-old is a 9. And a 29 is 11. Is that wild? These are all people that were placed in protective custody. And what do you think? All the their ages.
Yeah.
Like, they're listing all these ages. Like, who cares how old they are? They're like bullet points. And then a 25-year-old, which is a 7. A 33, which is a 7. A 38, which is an 11. Oh, look, Colette's 33. This is, like, too much. I have to give you this link because you're going to laugh.
They're like not even shy about it.
It's so funny. So funny, Miss Kay.
I like that. I got
it. Look at that. You got to see the layout. It's too funny.
Okay. Just one sec. I used old marshmallows. I was going to make Rice Krispie squares. And the marshmallows were hard. Yeah, they didn't work out. No, they just kind of turned gray and goopy.
When you look at this Foxborough patch, this one that I just showed you, where it talks about the New England Patriots game against Indianapolis and all the people that they took into protective custody, why would they list them like that?
What's the youngest?
The youngest one is 21? 19.
I don't know. What if it really happened and that's the only the information they could get?
Well, I find it odd that all those names were like 45, 27, 29, 21, 27, 29. That's just too odd.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a story quite that way before. Usually they say
they're sending code or something.
No, they say they say like four men in their 30s. That's all. They're not going to waste precious text space, you know, on a newspaper and even on web pages. They're not going to waste. Well, I don't know about web pages anymore.
Fuck, would they? Yeah, in protective custody. Why wouldn't they post that at the top and then list all those names? It looks too weird. Anyways, maybe it's a feed of some sort. I just find that's like a whole bunch of those numbers.
All nestled in there. So what do you think about those 33s? Remember we did that search
in the
that
twos,
one time?
It's like 33 and 2. And it's with kids. There's another, this is an article, 33 and 2, 14 hours ago. It says here. Are you like draining your sink or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I usually mute when I turn the sprayer on.
Okay, you know those other two articles that said 33-year-old and then it said 2-year-old or 2, and they were with kids, right?
Yeah.
So this one says 33-year-old, and this was written 14 hours ago in, let me see, where was this article? Realself.com, whatever. 33-year-old, two breastfed kids, and recent weight loss.
What?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to edit that one out because it just caught my eye. It says, I recently received an anchor lift plus input. Oh, they're talking about all these work. 33-year-old, two breastfeeds and a recent weight loss. No idea. It just came out with new boobs or whatever. I don't know. Just edit this one out there, Kate. Okay?
Okay, don't edit. That's okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess this goes off into the shoot.
But you know what? I mean, that's what happens when you're searching the internet, right? You get a bunch of the obvious paid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the fake stuff. Mm-hmm. God, sometimes I wonder, is there any freaking thing real about the internet? Real. I'm real.
At least we think we are.
Right? Remember that ad that popping up with the gut, the guy holding his gut? And he's like, you know, it's a black line drawing. And then you see him like on a toilet. How many viruses or bacteria are in you or whatever? And it was like scaring everyone what could be in their gut. It was like on your email, it'd be advertising. On Google, it'd be advertising. I saw that damn image everywhere. I wonder. That was a big precursor to Ebola, and that's not there anymore. I wonder if that was psychologically getting us ready for Ebola. Because there's supposed to be some sort of virus or whatever in your gut that this thing would kill so then you could be healthy. Or that was the idea. But
sorry, I just got caught up in the Rag magazine. 33-year-old billionaire Paris Hilton gets 18-year-old new boy. That would be a 33 and a 9.
Ooh,
I had to look at the
toy,
photos.
Huh?
Yeah.
How rich do you have to be to afford a boy toy? I guess 33 million.
He's now dating 18-year-old Australian model Jordan Barrett after the pair were seen looking very cozy while partying together. Looks like a Photoshop. I'll send that to you too.
Yeah, those aren't those weird ads? Who takes those pictures that we see of, you know, all those celebrities on some of these news sites? If you scroll to the side, you get all those celebrity listings.
Yeah.
Who pays for those? I really hate to have to read an article, you know, where they're advertising. They want you to click on all those links for all the movie stars.
Uh-huh.
Like on the UK ones. What's the name of that newspaper? The UK one? UK Is Online it? Or?
I don't even know.
No. UK. United States newspaper. Go there. It's great.
Well, anyway,
that was, a couple of the was... Daily Mail. There you go. Daily Mail. And it's like, this is disgusting. I hate reading any Daily Mail article and having to look at all what all the new stars are doing. It hooks me back in, Vadir, like a drug.
Yeah.
I just got out of the Kardashians. I don't want to get back in. And then they show a little picture of Kimmy. What's Kimmy doing? What's Kimmy doing? Then I'm like, damn it, I'm back in the Kardashians again. I need to get out. Me and my daughter watched it religiously from the very first season. So I'm somewhat of an expert. If you want to ask me any questions. was Kim's first marriage fake? We think so. That was one of my first hoaxes I busted, was Kim Kardashian's first fake marriage.
Oh.
Anyway. What you're reading now, V?
I was just trying to figure out what would that one news site we were going to before when we were looking up the Korean stupid movie. I don't remember what
what was that? That was PSYOP Central, that one.
Yeah. A lot of great articles. A lot of
Oh, that's my window cleaner. Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is it? Window cleaning with Kay today.
Window cleaning with K.
Coffee with K and V. Window cleaning with K and V.
Window cleaning with K and V. We could do, we'll do it all. Bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan. You'll never, never know that you're the man, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. What was that all about, huh? The song should have said, you don't need your husband, you don't need a man, you don't need him for anything you can do.
Okay.
Just be honest about the song, just, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, they are the whole woman's mitt, Gloria Steinem. Oh, she's a big disappointment to me, you know.
Really?
Yeah. The way they were... To me, what they were promoting was like slavery for females. You know, a female doesn't have to be a certain way. They made the female movement about, you know, one certain focus and that's it. You know, kind of like the business executive focus. That's what they, you know, that's what the women's movement to me felt like it was about. Instead of equal rights for families and all members of families or... You know, like they really wanted a man against woman. Well, it didn't have to be that way. They could say, let's work together. Why can't we work together? You and me. Partnership with your neighbor, with your whatever, with your husband, with your, you know, friend, whoever. But
okay, I saw that Ab put this on his website, but I never got a chance to read it. And I just stumbled across this article and it says, this is true. It says Facebook is cracking down, starts cracking down on hoax news stories.
Yeah. Well, they say that, right? Is it true? You want to read it?
Facebook is on a mission to make your news feed a little more truthful. Social media giant has announced it will start doing more to alert users when stories they're seeing in their feeds are fake. And it will allow users to start flagging hoaxes themselves. But Facebook says it won't remove false stories. and the company says it won't start reviewing content and making a determination on its accuracy. Funny. So what happens when everybody starts flagging Sandy Hook as a false story?
Well, see, thank you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait till the motherfucking PSYOP comes along and flag that shit. How's that?
Yeah.
How's that?
There you go. You won't have any more friends left. But
right? Yeah. How scary would that be for the controllers if we all did that and it all reversed? So, you know how Ab was talking about what you think the majority is? Like, we're told the majority isn't us, mm-hmm. but what if the majority is us?
Right.
And what if we all flag it at once? I could see the, like, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe the whole thing is like some grand test, you know, like a...
how far they can push us before we'll
right?
split up. Yeah, because it's like, do you want to be... you want to stand away from the crowd and say, this is fake? Is that very uncomfortable for most people? Or do you just remain in the crowd and not say anything? And in the back of your mind, you know it's fake, but you don't want to tell anyone. Because God forbid, you have to put that tinfoil hat on, right?
Well, think people, maybe they don't like their psychology, won't let them outright say, hey, that's fake. But somewhere in their subconscious, they're going, well, that didn't make any sense. Because I know I did a hell of a lot of that before I woke up. I just kept going, well, that doesn't make any sense. You know,
Facebook recently added an option that allows users to report false stories in their newsfeed. Users had already been able to report spam and scam the content or scam content. Once a story is flagged enough, the company will start adding the following message to stories if it thinks might be fake. Many people on Facebook have reported that this story contains false information, and Facebook said a story that's been flagged as a hoax will get reduced distribution in newsfeed. Facebook isn't alone in cracking down on fake news stories. Doesn't that make you laugh? As NPR's David Folkenflik previously reported, a company called Storyful works to authenticate social media for journalists. Content for journalists so that the news outlets can know if they're seeing and reporting online is actually true. Storyful helped flag a fake working video made by ABC's Jimmy Kimmel and a hoax video on an eagle snatching a baby in a park. So it's like they're going to say, oh no, this is real. Oh no, that's not. Oh no, this is real. Oh no, that's not.
Right? They're going to tell us.
It's all going to be, this is all fake. They're all fake stories. What the heck?
Well, exactly. All of them is fake. They're just going to go, okay, folks, the eagle snatching, we've declared it fake.
It's just another one of those. What was that? The fake, what's it? Snopes. Yeah, Snopes is like that, right? Just go there and it'll tell you whether it's fake or real.
Right. But you know what? Everyone could do a test. Do something you know that you're an expert in, that you think there might, you know, be controversy about, and check it out with Snopes and see what they say. Then you'll know if they're full of shit. So like fluoride, I had done all this research. I got the original fucking studies for the fluoride 1942 when they did it in the Midwest. It's all bullshit. The studies completely lied. But anyway, Snopes supported fluoride. I'm like, oh, you lying shit. So they're bad. Don't trust Snopes at all. They are part of the machine.
Yeah, they're the machine. So it says the Senate affirms climate change is not a hoax. That was in today's USA Today. Or was it? Yes, no, it's today's.
They're saying climate can, if sometimes maybe change. The climate could possibly change at some point. That's brilliant.
Yeah, you're so blonde. Sorry. The U.S. Senate took up the politically contentious issue of man-made climate change on Wednesday with a duo of Democratic amendments asserting that climate change is real and caused by humans. The amendments offered the Democratic Senators Brian Schatz, I love that name, of Hawaii, and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island were non-binding resolutions, but they put lawmakers on record with a rare series of votes on the issue and with the unusual results.
This is just like Ebola. Climate change is real. Ebola is real. Seriously, if you can't convince, you know how many Ebola is real posters are in Liberia? I mean, myself, I counted in the city, probably at least 20 big giant ones in walls and things. Ebola is real. Do you think it's real if your population doesn't believe it? Do you think if they saw a bunch of people laying down with hemorrhagic blood oozing out their nasal passages in their eyes and their mouth, they're going to go, no, that's not Ebola, man. That's fake.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to go, shit, that's Ebola. You know, they're going to totally believe it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same way. Climate change is real.
Yeah,
we got to tell you it is because it isn't.
Yeah, the psyops out there again.
Yep.
In your face.
That's right. Liars. Oh, are you tired?
They actually that's funny that they would actually set to vote on whether it's a hoax. Why would you vote on if it's a hoax? It's either a hoax or it's not.
Why? So how does that work again?
Yeah, like why is it a vote to say whether it's real or not?
So what are they doing?
The Senate voted 98-1 that climate change is not a hoax.
It's that, did they say not a hoax? Yeah. Or did they say just it's real? They use the word hoax?
In quotations, is not a hoax.
Oh, no. What the fuck? That's stupid.
I know. Like, why would
that's
you
like
vote?
Saying it's not a lie. I mean, really, what are they saying?
They're voting
climate
that it's
change
not
is
a lie.
Not a lie. Climate change isn't a lie. I got nothing behind my back,
voted.
Mom.
I voted, and I said I voted, and now it's got to be real because I voted.
I voted it's not real.
Right.
Therefore, it must be real.
It's real.
Because I voted,
we voted
not,
on it.
Not real. Yeah. Not a hoax. So it's a hoax is not real. So it's not a hoax. So it's not real. I get it. I totally get it. I could be like,
oh, look at Forbes actually. Forbes actually comes out with the problems with the Facebook crackdown on hoaxes. It's like
Forbes.
Yeah.
They're worried. You know what this means, Vidir? They're worried. Yeah. We're getting shit right. That's why they're taught. They wouldn't talk about it.
So they're going to vote on telling us which is real and what's not.
So, and when will we find out?
So now it says, but now Facebook is going to do the explaining for you, aiming to minimize the number of hoax news stories that appear in users' feeds by asking people to report them in the same way they report other dodgy content. It'll also, you know what that is? It's a litmus test to see how many people can see through their fakery.
Wow. That's kind of creeping me out, I'll be honest.
So now we're going to look Facebook to tell us whether it's real or not. And they're going to decide. They're going to vote on it, I'm sure.
Wait a minute. Is that Congress voting?
Well, the Congress of Facebook is voting on their hoaxes. Because I can tell you that they're not going to tell you 9/11's fake, right?
Right.
They're actually going to report all the hoaxes? We amongst ourselves know that's not true. They can't possibly do that without scaring the
Yeah, they would never give it away. It's giving it away. They work too hard to keep all their secrets.
Oh.
They will not give it away.
Look at they even mentioned dinosaurs. However, while people sharing stories about copyright notice are probably convinced by what they've read, it's hard to believe many actually fell for the reports. And a man spotted a dinosaur in Utah, for example. Most people surely are just admiring the standard of photoshopping. And I can't be the only person to be a bit disappointed that I won't see these posts quite so much anymore. Aw, someone's really sad. The lying's going to stop.
Wow. That is major censoring right there. Major censoring. People.
But you know what? They've been doing that all along. It's just... Now they're saying they're going to add a little bit of,
you know, controls. What it feels like. Yeah, they're adding more controls though, and
but you know what?
They're putting in programs and stuff as well.
I think what it does too is it says, "Oh, don't worry, you don't have to check into it because we're going to tell you whether it's real or not. So you can just go back to
sleep." Yeah, Yeah, you don't need to go to fakeologist.com. No, no, we'll tell you.
We'll tell you whether it's
there.
Real or not.
Don't go there. Yeah, don't go to fakeologist because, you know, here is the answer. Facebook knows.
Oh, it says here. This is wow, they're making an internet hoax warning. Did Facebook just finally kill off hoax news? Doubtful.
That's right. Your whole everything you're about is hoax. It's in your title. Mm-hmm. Watch Hoaxbusters. You're a hoax. No, it's about hoaxes. No. I don't know. It's creepy. I don't like that. I bet the CIA's like, you got to get a handle on this Facebook.
We got to move the masses in a different direction.
Yeah, they're starting to get ideas.
User joined your
channel. You know what?
Yeah, because the more you see hoax stories, the more you start to analyze the other stories too, right? You're right, Kay. I think they do have to put they do have to clamp down on those kind of stories because it might wake people up to actually looking in. Say, now, is that real? They put a lot of hoaxes out there. This is their way of medicating and calming down the masses so they don't look too closely. We'll look for them. We'll do all that for them.
Yeah. And you know what? They got all the data. Just look. What are people saying? Mm-hmm. What are people passing on? They know exactly what's getting spread around and what's not.
And when you put those hoaxes in front of people, it awakens their hoax identifying muscles, right? So they think, their critical thinking skills become a little more honed, sharpened, whatever.
You hope. But you know what? It must be making a difference. If they're addressing it, Vadir, it's making a difference. Mm-hmm. So whatever people are doing to spread the message, keep it up, man. Keep it up. And you know what? It doesn't matter if they say we'll stop, whatever. We can just rephrase that shit and keep passing it on. It doesn't, we'll find another way to say it. It doesn't matter. We'll find another way to get the message out. You know, have them link to one thing which links to another. Whatever. We'll find a way. It doesn't, you know, it kind of reminds me of like the Chinese. I know a professor, actually teaches high school. He used to teach college, but he teaches high school computer stuff. And he teaches computer programming in China. And they're having a problem in China because there's no like creativity. It's like they're not creating anything new. They need their programmers to create shit and programs, but they can't do it because they're so programmed to go a certain way. So he goes there and he teaches programming and creativity with websites.
How to think outside of the box, This here, people, this is interesting because this is the psychology of the whole thing, right? It says people often share these hoaxes and later decide to delete their original post after they realize they've been tricked. These types of posts also tend to receive lots of comments from friends letting people know this is a hoax, and comments containing links to hoax-busting websites. In fact, our testing found people are 2 times more likely to delete these types of posts after receiving such a comment from a friend. So see, what happens is that the psychology is someone tells you, oh, that's not real. And you think, oh, I don't want to stand too close, you know, outside of the herd, because I don't want people to think I've got the tinfoil hat. Oh, I better delete this. So it's their way of getting us to self-govern ourselves and not spread the word.
Right? They don't even have to put any new programs in.
They just say, oh, no.
That damn article on Facebook. Yeah. Ah, you get it?
Yeah.
Spread that shit on Facebook. They're spreading their own hoax about themselves. You're probably right.
You know what?
You're right. We will self-police. Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really interesting that because this brings back memories of my initial 9/11 research. When I was researching 9/11 and my partner at work, I said to him, you know, I came up and I showed him I told him about the research. And he said, oh, no, that's been debunked. And I said, what do you mean it's been debunked? Well, I don't know. I just know that they debunked it. So you just have to say that it's been debunked. And they said, oh, yeah, that's not real. This is the same thing. It's going to be, oh, no, that's not real. And just because somebody says that, their mind is going to go, oh, yeah, not real. Discounted. Just like all of our research on 9/11. It's like you just have to throw out the debunked word and people scatter and they just, oh, no, that's not real.
defunct. I used to go to Snopes, you know, all the time, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I did too back in the day.
Talk shit about it. Me and my husband would be like, we'd hear something and we'd look at each other, Snopes. We'd say it at the same time. I'd be like, Jinx, you owe me a Coke. We'd both go to Snopes, on, you know, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, he still goes to Snopes, but I don't. So
you've over-snoped yourself now. You're past that.
I have. No more snoping it. Times have changed. But it's kind of cool. Watch, you know, the longer you're here, the more things you see on the internets.
I want to know, like, who voted. I want to know who that one was where it says 98-1 that climate change is not a hoax. Who's the one guy that says it is?
Climate. They should have called it climate change is not real.
Not real.
That's funny. Really what they'd have called the bill.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're saying. Climate change is not a hoax. What the hell?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know how long it took a room full of PhD wordsmiths to figure that shit out? Probably mm-hmm. like a year. Because that's pretty clever. But let's see. Does not real mean it's real?
That's the whole point.
Yeah. But notice they can't say it's real. They can't. They get in trouble because you could prove. They get in trouble. They're the ones making it. Of course they can say what the fuck they want. There's psychology behind it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I dropped my mouse on my floor. There it is. I have a cordless mouse, you know, the kind.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, kitty. Did that scare you? I'm sorry. It's the kind where it just sits on the table and I just move my thumb around the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used one of those?
Yeah, I used to back in the day.
There is
a gray
like
once
it.
You get used to them.
I don't like picking up the damn mouse and moving it. And, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. that's a lot of work. I just want to be as still as possible. The internet's too much work. I just want to be able to act like I'm comatose, not move a muscle. And that's why I like this one with just all I got to do is move my thumb. But I lost the ball to it. Dang it. Kitty. I think the kitty got me mouse ball. The teenagers used to steal them out of the mouses in the computer labs. It was a real problem at one of the high schools I taught in. So at the end of every period, I had to check the damn mouses to make sure the balls were in them.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating back in the day.
Oh, it's dumb. I'm like standing at the door. All right, computer.
Who's got the mouse ball?
It's mouse ball. Yep, you can go. I said, you know what? Maybe it just dropped on the floor, but no one's seen until I find that mouse ball. So dumb. One kid in the back.
Oh, is this it?
Yeah. All right. teenagers, they funny. Kitty, stop. Now I need a flashlight.
There's just nothing in the news anymore. It seems like it's all washed, you know?
Well, isn't that what it always is?
Remember, well, it just seemed like before you could do a search and you could find, but now it's like they're on tour. Research techniques, I guess. I like seeing what comes in the last hour, right? I just watch the steady stream of.
Have you ever seen something come through and then you never hear from it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was on the location of Dallas Goldbug and who owned the property that he was supposedly living in, and it was like all these legal documents, and then it gone. Oof, gone.
Really?
Who paid the taxes on that property? Who was on the left and on the right? It was just interesting. And I never
That's
saw
pretty
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you copy any of it?
I think I have it on one of my hard drives.
Maybe. Why? If I hit something
Old
good,
news.
I'm like, snatch! Get that in my vault. Snatch it. But my vault, once it goes in there, it never comes out. Goes on a hard drive mm-hmm. somewhere and then into a closet. And then I just never look at it again. Fill that shit up. Just keep filling it up.
Buy a new one.
I know.
Breaking down the data silos.
And where are you at right now?
I am.
I got my mouse back.
You know, I was noticing that they don't have a whole lot of shootings lately. They just had that one, though. What happened? All the shooters went away.
Well, that's funny you were saying that, because even on No Agenda, they were saying they broke with the six-week cycle because they were doing like these fake shootings. Boom, 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 boom. So it'd been a six-week cycle. They were saying several months. I mean, I don't know, from like 6 months to over a year or something like that. It stayed every 6 weeks, there was a PSYOP.
You know, for how many shootings they have, you'd think that you'd find more people around you that have been shot or killed, right? I think there's more shooters than shooting. People being shot than there are lottery winners. God. We'd find some.
Well, you know, I want to challenge people to play the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game with any people in these damn PSYOPs.
Yeah. I know you can't find them.
Okay. You can't find them.
I did that. You know, I went through all of those Ancestry.com looking through birth certificates, death certificates, and, you know, you find them. So I think, what are the odds? I think that when I took my dad's class in university, that was like, that opened my eyes to so much. You just look at it and you say, what are the odds? And
oh, yeah. Bloody slip, eh?
Yeah. And most people don't look at that. That it's just...
It's all math, people. It's all math. Once you know that, the rest is gravy. Right, Vidir? Square root.
I agree.
Right? Square root.
Yeah, you're the math teacher.
Mm-hmm. It's all math.
I think they... I think that people should take statistics classes. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it gives you enlightenment, too.
Right, how they talk about numbers. And
well, just what are the odds, you know?
Right.
Michael Jackson. If he walks like a duck, talks like a duck, acts like a duck, chances are he's probably a duck. Like the pedophile thing.
Right.
But he's probably fake anyways, now that you realize. But the whole thing is all those people that are emotionally blinded by data. I guess we all are at times, right? So they said that we would actually, as humans, we would rely more on feelings than we would on hard, cold facts.
hard, cold facts lie.
Well, that too. I guess I don't know.
I mean, I know your feelings lie, but boy, hard, cold facts. Hold up.
Yeah, you can change the data to look anything, right?
Oh, you can. But you know what? We're not manipulated by numbers. We're manipulated emotionally through these PSYOPs. Mm-hmm. They say don't trust your emotion. Of course. Mm-hmm. All right. What are you doing, hon? What you see?
Oh, I was just looking at Sarah Palin's back in the news, right? Getting ready for her. Is it 18 months till the countdown, or how long do we have left? November? November 2 years from now?
Yeah. You know
That's when they start up.
Let's do what that one guy did in the video. He looked at the O.J. Simpson trial. All of those frickin' things, the lawyer had an IMDb account. You know, they had a file on her, meaning she's an actress. And it said actress. So he went through the O.J. Simpson PSYOP and, like, the judges and some lawyers and some other people, they were they're actresses. Yeah, they're an IMDb. So let's do that with this one. IMDb.com. And who we got? Let's look them up.
For which PSYOP?
I don't know. Let's pick one. I'm going to do Gene Rosen. Gene Rosen.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't he he was some sort of coach, wasn't he? He was like a pet sitting person. I know that. Yeah. And he looks like he would be.
Oh, he is in a documentary in 2014. It's called We Need to Talk About Sandy Hook. And he has one credit. In a film as himself. Well, that makes sense. Adam Lanza. Oh, I don't think he's in here.
That's because he doesn't exist. Adam, that's like the worst bit of photoshopping I've ever seen.
No way. Okay, ready? Adam Lanza has one credit in film. What the fuck?
What? In the documentary?
And he has two. Right. He has two credits for archival footage. So he's in We Need to Talk About Sandy Hook. He plays himself. How do you do that? How do you play yourself? And then he's in a 2020 TV series, Tragedy at the Elementary School. He plays himself.
Look up K. Hammett. K. Hammett. See if your K. Hammett is an actress.
Wow.
You play yourself.
He plays himself slash gunman. He's God. He's like a movie character. He's the gunman. Yeah, in the Sandy Hook movie. It was good. He's a little creepy, you know. All right, who else should we look up? Who did you see recently? What's a good recent PSYOP that had a character in it?
You should look at any of the astronauts. Oh, I guess they would be in a lot of footage, though, right?
Well, let's try one of them. An astronaut. Got to come up with a name, dear. Don't put me off the spot.
Oh, how about Gabby Gifford? Is she ever one? Hold on just a second. I got to put my headset on.
Gabby Gifford. Gabby Giffords. Well, that's good. She got an S at the end of her name. Now I know that. See? You learn stuff every day. She has two film credits. The CNN Newsroom, she plays herself. And Piers Morgan Tonight, she plays herself. I thought she was in a lot more shows than these two. Just two.
Was Piers Morgan
an
actor?
Credits. Well, let's look up Piers Morgan Tonight. Let's look. Good question. Let's go to Piers. Piers Morgan, let's see. He was born Piers Stefan O'Meara. O'Meara. Is he like, does that mean he's Irish?
Weren't we looking at Oprah Winfrey before and everybody thinks that she was actually a news person and she was really an actress before that?
Yeah, she was first an actress for a while. And then she got a short little gig at a news place. And then she did the Oprah show.
Hearing the masses.
Oh, all right. Piers Morgan has one actor credit. He's in the Campaign movie. And he has 116 self credits. And he has 17 archival footage credits. He says he is an actor. He's a self. And he's archival footage. Let's go back for one sec. Oh, bad.
How about that lawyer that always take on the cases?
Gloria Steinem.
No, Gloria Allred. Allred.
Oh, how do you spell Allred?
A-L-R-A-D. Is it A-H-L-R? I don't know.
Oh, A-L-L. Got her. She's an actress and a producer.
Oh, go figure. I thought she was a lawyer.
She has 9 actress credits. She's been on Untold, on Talent Watch, on We the People with Gloria Allred, the TV series. She's been on The Fran Drescher Show. She's been on Race, on Ola, on The Edge, Councilwoman Gloria Johnson. She's been on John Kewen in The House. It's a TV series. She has 1 producer credit, 55 self credits, 12 archive footage credits, and 1 thanks. What's a thanks credit?
But you know, if she were truly a lawyer, would she be a producer? Like her whole thing is that she defends people and she's supposedly a lawyer. And a lawyer would have time to be a producer.
All right, let's read her bio. Gloria Allred was born July 3rd, 1941 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA as Gloria Bloom. She's an actress and a legal representative known for We the People with Gloria Allred. John Q. Rat Race. She was previously married to William Allred and Peyton Huddleston Bray. No, wait, it doesn't say she's a lawyer, though. A legal representative means freaking nothing.
Oh, my God.
I could be a legal. All someone has to say is I legally represent them, and I'm a legal representative.
It'd be like a... So she's an actor. She's not even a lawyer.
Nope. She's an actress that plays a smart lady.
That is funny. I would have thought she'd at least have been a lawyer.
I hope the people when you look at that, you wonder
whether Barack Obama even has a law degree, right?
Ah, let's look him up on IMDb. Okay, but what we're saying is what we found out that a lot of these people that you see involved in some of these stories that end up
buyouts or news stories.
Are actually actors. So Gloria Allred
is not a lawyer.
She's always on the movie. Real. I thought she was a lawyer telling us about law.
No, she's always the woman. You know, whenever there is a big case, she always shows up and she's defending someone. Like in the the Peterson case, Scott Peterson case, you know, with his girlfriend, the one he was secretly meeting. If she comes out and she defends that, or she's the legal representative for her or whatever. But it's like whoever is in the story of the day, of course, there's Gloria Allred. She shows up and she's doing an interview about it because she's defending them, you know, and it's just, wow.
Well, it says she was Miller. Well, it says here in the bio, though, outspoken feminist attorney and radio talk show host. Is a daughter of Bloom, who she practices with, whom she practices law. Okay, so why is the IMBD bio saying she's a legal representative when she's actually a lawyer? Let's look up legal representative.
I would just do Gloria Allred when she passed the bar. When she passed the bar,
right?
Does she have like a Wikipedia?
Look. A personal representative having legal status, one that represents another. Okay, so I'm right on what legal representative means. Yeah, what kind of nonsense is IMBD doing? Yeah, she's an outspoken feminist lawyer. Some of her sex discrimination suits include suing the Boy Scouts for not admitting girls. Wow, this is weird. Referring to an accused Arnold Schwarzenegger of being a Nazi sympathizer by stating that there were 6 million reasons not to vote for him. Oh, can you believe she said that?
So she's a Bachelor of Arts, Master of Arts, and then she got her JD at Loyola Law School, which that's like one of the...
So the IMBD guys are just stupid then. Maybe that's, I don't know. Maybe the person who put this together doesn't know what legal representative means. No, yeah, that's something fancy, isn't it?
Did you mean to play that? Don't fence me something. In.
Am I playing that?
You play that?
Do I got something going? Is it me?
Yeah, you were playing that. Fence me in.
Do you hear it now?
No, you stopped it.
Huh. Maybe it was on the Webster Dictionary website I went to. Huh. Isn't that interesting? All right, we were going to do our, you know, how everyone, sometimes they say, where's the token African American? Well, we got one. His name is Barack Obama. And let's see what IMBD says on him. He has 5 wins and... He has 15 thanks and 174 self credits and 249 archive credits. Let's compare him to George W. Bush, shall we?
Sure.
George. Is he like the second or the third? I think he's, there you go. That's the guy.
You know what? I think Gloria Allred's degree is as fake as all of the people she represents. You look at all the stories that she represented the Nicole Brown Simpson family. She represented Jodi Fayed. Yeah, she represented who else? Michael Jackson, Amber Fry from the Scott Peterson trial.
Wow, and you know what? Else? If she was a she still could.
Like
be
those are all
lawyer,
fake
but,
stories, right?
Maybe but they're all exactly, well. And she knows they're fake. She knows if she got involved,
she's part of it.
She knows they're fake. Yeah. Okay. George W. Bush. He has 1 actor credit. He has 1 miscellaneous crew credit. He has 2 camera and electrical department credits. He has 148 self credits. What a 387 archival credits.
Oh,
he's an electrical work. Huh, 2002 and 4. He's got Journeys with George. It's a documentary. He was a camera operator.
Oh my gosh.
Taking his cell phone footage. What? I think they're using his phone footage and calling him a camera operator. Oh, okay. You know what happened? They have a woman who followed him on his some of his campaigns. And once in a while, he'd grab the camera out of her hand.
Oh.
And they used that footage. So now he has IMDb credit. Yeah. But he is an actor. What did he do? He played George W. Bush, character actor.
What?
Director, Scott Gardner, character actor. Have you heard of this? Is this actually a story? George W. Bush, colon, character actor. I've never...
Oh, wow.
I don't even... I'm confused now. It seemed like a good idea when we started this journey at IMBD, like that video on Absite, but I don't know what to make of it all.
Yeah. Because they just add the real bull stuff with the... Well, I don't know.
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of them say they're actors. I mean, I guess if you've been on the news, you're an actor, right? Look at that. Okay, let's name a news guy.
Keith Morrison. He actually, Canada.
Dayton.
I'm going to take a break for just a second. Hold on.
Okay.
You can keep talking or on pause for a moment.
Sure. So all the news people have credits for being on the news. So those would be self-credits, I guess, if they play their self. If their self is the actor, then it's self-credits. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Think about that. Make, when they're doing the psyops, create an entire character that has to stay in character the entire time. He's that person. That's what we're thinking here at fakeologist.com. How things roll out. So Keith Morrison is from Canada. He was born in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan in the early 40s. He went to the University of Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, University of Saskatoon in Saskatchewan, where he studied history courses to enable him to receive his bachelor's degree in history in 1966. Keith started his career in journalism in 1966 as a reporter for the Star Phoenix in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. After that, where are we at here? Oh, blah, blah, blah. When did he make it big? Anchor position, Canadian Broadcasting Company from 82 to 86. Correspondent for CBC's The Journal, Midday News. In 86, Keith was hired as an NBC News correspondent based in L.A. Keith has covered a wide range of breaking news stories on the West Coast and in Asia. Keith was reporting from China in May and June of 89, when the student rebellion in Beijing and the Chinese military reaction occurred. He covered it. Wide range of breaking news. Get over to China, Keith. Something's going down. Keith married to Suzanne Perry Morrison, a writer, consultant, and political fundraiser. There you go. They're all in it there. Who was also press secretary to Prime Minister Trudeau. Ooh. That's a high power kind of wife there. Keith became stepfather to Friends star Matthew Perry. Oh, look at that, huh? Matthew Perry's dad. Matthew Perry's mom, I mean. Married Keith Morrison. Keep it in the family, I say. Keep it in the family. I like Matthew Perry from Friends. He's the level-headed one. I like that. They're nice and level-headed. All right, let's see what's on fakeology.com today. Media power. The media's most powerful entity on earth. They have power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent, and that's power because they control the minds of the masses. And this was an excerpt from quote by Malcolm X, the media's most powerful entity on earth. Well, this is at goodreads.com is where it's linked. Should we read more of Malcolm X? He has more quotes. Let's find out what the other quotes are that Malcolm X said as we're loading the webpage. Here's a few other Malcolm X quotes. You're not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. That's why he had to go. Malcolm X, you're done. You can't be making sense around here. That's not how our media works these days. Here's another quote. My alma mater was books, a good library. I could spend the rest of my life reading, just satisfying my curiosity. Well, that's sweet. I think it's true. I'm for truth, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice, no matter who it is for or against. I am a human being, first and foremost. And as such, I'm for whom, whoever, and whatever benefits humanity as a whole. That's great. That's a good one, Malcolm. All right, let's go back to fakeologist.com. Badir and I played a little bit of the OJ PsyOps hoax. Oh, you back, hun?
I'm back.
Yay. I was just looking at the OJ hoax again. How everybody like had this character they played. And all these years later, watching the same people as they grow older and how they talk now, you're like, oh my God, they were acting. You could totally see it.
Wow.
Alone. But it's a good video. They show a bunch of people showing this like Illuminati hand signal. A bunch of them are doing it where they make a triangle where they touch their thumb at the top and their middle finger. They're like all doing it. So if you sit there right now and your hands are free, make the triangle. I mean, you got to kind of go slow and think about it to get all those fingers to touch. So if you're talking with someone, you can't really move your hands too much. You know, you really have to push hard to move your hands so they don't come apart. My point is, it has to like, you know, be something you're like really thinking about. It's not going to be like absent-minded the thing you do. What you think about that?
I'm just catching up with you. Catching up with Kay. I'm like,
I'm at the anonfakeologist.chattango.com. I like to step in once in a while, you know, and say hello to the people there. Hello, I'll do it right now. Hello, people. Kay says hello. Just make sure.
Is anyone there?
There you go. There's a few. There's four people.
Oh my God, Kay, it's 10:58.
Oh, dang, we gotta go, huh? We got this. This is enough. This out of control. You and me, we are out of control. So, well, thank you for being on K-Ham Radio. I wanted to have you on so many times, but you do that amazing, cool thing you do every Thursday. So you're busy.
Always. So I'm so glad you did it on Wednesday just for me.
It's wonderful. Absolutely.
So here's to more Wednesdays with K-Ham.
Yes. Here, here. Here, here. I'm going to drink my cola. Here, here. There you go. We'll have to do this more again. So thank you so much, Vidir, for coming on and talking.
Oh, look, you have a late arrival with an ounce of salt per day.
I think he came in earlier, so we had a flow going. We'll have to chat with him another time. Well, I'll be looking forward to that. So he comes in here sometimes and he hangs out. So that's good. I like it when people come to TeamSpeak. That's a good thing, huh, Vidir?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Good. The place to connect with others.
Yeah, it is. It's so much fun. Had some fun talking with Dell from Ireland, Rolo from Australia.
We gave him the night off.
Poor
guy.
He's got a heel. Yeah.
He's keeping Pacific Standard Time hours. Yeah, after throwing himself the stairs.
Right? Ouch.
Poor guy.
I know. Yeah. Just get some sleep. I think we heal when we sleep. So,
yeah.
It's super important to get your sleep, people.
So, okay, well.
Clingies. There you go. You're saying hello. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Vidir.
And thank you, Kay. Sometimes sitting and chatting is the best way, isn't it?
It is. Who else are we going to talk to? Can't talk to my husband.
We go to work. I know. You go to work and you just talk about the weather and everything's wonderful and then they start talking about the current events or fake events of the day, and you just smile.
You just
gotta
smile.
That's really terrible. And then we move on. Because we can come here and laugh at it. Poor things.
There you go. Come here and just go, you know, that shit was fake. What?
And then their eyes roll in the back of their head. I just can't talk to you. You're crazy. You're crazy.
I know.
And we go, yes, yes, we're crazy. That's okay.
One time I couldn't help myself. I'm like, say it, don't say it. So I...
You said it. I
said it like this. You know, I saw a pretty compelling YouTube video about that said that was staged. I don't know. I don't know. The video said it was, though. You know, blame the video instead of myself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they
looked
at you like, how could you say that? How could you say that? How dare you think even there could be?
They're like, yeah, there's a lot of dumb videos out there, huh? You know, they'll just assume, well, I can't believe everything. I'm like, damn. I can't? What? I thought I could.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thanks for coming on and talking with me and being my guest today, Vidair.
Anytime, and we'll probably do tomorrow and the next day after. Well, and maybe not tomorrow.
No, that's your Thursday. Thursday. That's why I caught you today on a Wednesday. All right.
Yeah. Good night. You have a good one. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our lives. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon. Going to the candidates' debate. When you've got to choose, every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
Channel switched.